everyone in South Sudan is traumatized, but because of our specific history of conflict, of displacement, of famine, disease, all of these really make trauma very, very close to many people. We're always expecting bad news. We're always expecting to hear, you know, conflict, of fighting in different parts of the country. And indeed, this is what is happening. And then now we have, of course, COVID, the effects, especially the economic effects of that, and then flooding, you know, so the trauma keeps coming. So the situation is really difficult, but it's also, I think, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what it means that people are traumatized. It's not a negative thing. It's a human thing, you know, so it's human to feel the stress that we may feel when bad things happen.
Talk to me about your efforts, you know, in South Sudan. It's my understanding that you are also heavily involved, you know, training people who will be going out there to heal others.
So I was trained by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine from 2016. And I'm coming actually from a human rights background. I'm a human rights lawyer. So I came to South Sudan really seeing a lot of the things that people are experiencing due to conflict, due to displacement, due to community violence. And it became very, very important for me to deal with my own trauma. And it became also important for me to be able to help the people that I'm trying to talk to. You know, so trauma for me always sort of got in the way. You know, so when I began to understand the role of trauma, it became very evident to me that a lot of the work that we're doing is not really being successful because trauma is there. So I'm working with many different people from different communities, you know, whether it's a military hospital, Juba Teaching Hospital, working with civil society, trying to target people working with women, survivor groups, youth groups, basically trying to get them to be trained as I was trained so that they can reach their community and use this model. And this model is very simple. You know, it may sound complicated and, you know, most people think about trauma as therapy, sitting with a therapist and talking for an hour and coming back next week, you know, but this is very different. You know, we work in a group model, so we're able to reach many people at the same time.
Trauma is an embedded memory of something that has happened to you in life. One example, if you meet a South Sudanese and you make a joke, some people don't take it positively, it triggers the old memory. Or for instance, if you say, oh, everybody in South Sudan likes fighting. Of course, it's a blanket statement. Some people's reaction to that blanket statement is different. Others will say, no, that's not true. Others will start fighting. So to me, the prevalence of trauma has affected the society negatively as opposed to positively. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yes, I do. When you don't deal with trauma, what happens is you see things through a certain lens, you know, so if you've experienced trauma and triggers take you to that traumatic place, you know, in your memory, you know, some people tend to be, for example, maybe very sad and depressive. Other people may get withdrawn. Other people may get aggressive and angry. So this is where we're seeing people responding immediately after they hear something. It's not to say that, you know, trauma is negative. It really is an invitation for people to explore why, you know, something is triggering. And it could be a very obvious thing that I'm saying. You know, we've all experienced a lot of things. You know, for example, for me, trauma is, you know, hearing about loss, and it reminds me of the losses that I've experienced in South Sudan and because of conflict within South Sudan. So if I do that, you know, in the past, it would make me very depressed. It'd make me very sad. Sometimes it'd make me angry, depending on how someone is responding, you know, making such a statement. So really the invitation is, you know, to explore what is going on, and to understand that there is processing that needs to happen.
South Sudan has immense needs for healing, for identifying trauma, and for tackling the issue. How are you handling that situation? It appears like what you're doing is just a drop of water in a desert.
You know, it's not exactly a drop of water. I think that, you know, healing has a rippling effect, just as trauma does. You know, in South Sudan, you hear bad news, and depending, you know, the how it is, it could be a neighbor, it could be a family member, it could be, you know, something that happened in a town, it could be something that happened, you know, a big event that ripples everywhere. Trauma also has the same effect. You know, the more people learn how to deal with trauma and identify what's going on with themselves and what's going on with someone else and have that empathetic and sympathetic connection, people respond differently also.